WBMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you.
248-545-SOUL.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together, we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, www.jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a ton of tools there, so click around and enjoy. There's a new video that talks about my new book. And if you sign up for my newsletter, I'll send you a free membership for the online InnerSpeak card so that you can do the clearings that I do here on the air for yourself. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. You can also take advantage of a dual team work where Gene and I offer a half hour special only for Sky listeners. We do the work that we do here, but a little bit more in depth, a little bit, obviously a lot more private, and you can get a lot more information. We'll talk about that more as we go through the day. So I know that a lot of people are going through a lot of different things. We've had Mercury retrograde that just happened. We had Saturn in retrograde for the next 5 months. And it's also love month. So I know a lot of people out there are wanting to have some questions answered. So give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on Instant Feedback. It's right on the home page. And just click it. Just be really clear about what it is you want. The more general you are, the more difficult it is for us to hone in on what it is that you really want. So let us know what you want. And do connect in with us now so that we can get all of you done today instead of having to make you wait. All right? And that's usually what happens is that everybody comes in at the very end. So, Gene. Welcome
yeah.
back. It's like it's been
Thank
a long
you.
Time.
It feels like forever, you know? So, yeah, I'm really, really glad. You know, I missed a week because I went down to visit with my kids in Florida, my grandbabies. And then, and you don't know this, I don't think, but I just found out last week that my younger child, my daughter, is expecting. So yes. I'm going to have another grandbaby.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did see that up on your Facebook, so I was pleased to hear that too.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I didn't think that my youngest was ever going to give me a grandbaby. So you could have knocked me over with a feather last week when she called.
Yay.
Yeah, but I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys.
Mm-hmm. We missed you. So I know that like everybody feels like everything's sort of come to like this slow stall. And I think part of it is for us just to sort of get really clear again about what it is that we wanted, because things were so hectic and so fast paced for a while there that we really need this time right now to sort of recollect ourselves, rebalance ourselves, realign ourselves, and get into a place of knowing exactly where we want to go. As things move forward, and especially as we're moving into spring, and I think that's what's been going on.
Oh yeah, you know, it's all those rewords, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm researching moving to a new home, you know, but I'm not going to do it until Mercury goes direct. And it's interesting I'm doing it now because, you know, Saturn's about time, form, and structure, and it's retrograde as well. So I'm, you know, researching time, form, and structure too.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, Mercury usually affects anything that you've already gotten everything set up except the one thing, which is maybe why it's not working because you did it this weekend, right?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be my TV.
As long as it's not electronically inclined or, you know, a big purchase like a house or a car, I think usually Mercury retrograde's fine to, because this is something you already have established. So it's not like you're creating something new. This is something that you already have that you're revisiting. So I would say that I wouldn't worry about Mercury retrograde so much, but, or Saturn retrograde. I think Saturn is definitely making us, you know, look at everything in our lives, which is when it goes retrograde, and it always does every year, so it's not like it's a big deal, but I think it's really there to sort of help us, you know, recollect.
Oh, exactly. And I don't get a sense, like you say, that either one of these two retrogrades really impacts very much about me and the house thing. But for example, I'm researching time, form, and structure about establishing my business in this new town, and I'm not even going to try to put that out the door until Saturn goes direct.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that one I am going to pay very close attention to, but not so much the house thing. I would, you know, if I wasn't so busy right now, I would be moved up here permanently in the mountains, living in the fresh air and away from mass consciousness of Atlanta. I'd be doing it right now.
There you go.
Yeah, but, wow, our phone's starting to ring, isn't it?
It is, it is. Do you want to start with our first caller, Michelle?
Yes, let's do
it. All right. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Good.
I have a question. Me and my mom just last May reconnected from a long time after my brother-in-law had passed away. And we reconnected in just this past, like, October. That was it. That's all I've heard from her. I haven't heard from her from Christmas or anything. And I was just wondering why she just didn't want it. No argument broke out. It just, she stopped calling and just didn't connect again.
Right. Okay, so instead of making this about your mom, because it's always about us. So let's look at, you know, maybe what it is around you that's sort of blocking this from occurring. And, you know, your mother's stuff is your mother's stuff. And she will, right, she'll work on that as you work on your own things. So what I'm getting is, you know, there's been a lot of disappointment around your relationship with your mother, your relationship with other people as well. So it's not just your mother, but there's been a lot of disappointment on this. And you kind of keep revisiting the pain and some of the things that, some of the fears around feeling abandoned and feeling, that you're feeling very separate and alone. And so that is what sort of interfering right now with you. And I know Jean's going to be able to assist you to clear that, but it's kind of around that. Mostly this is saying, you know, allow your intuition to sort of guide you. You don't have to wait necessarily for your mother to contact you. Once you start working on some of these issues, I mean, she'll either contact you or you can contact her. But right now you're both feeling really guarded. So it's like maybe she was thinking you were going to contact her. You haven't contacted her. So she's, you know, sort of set back. So there's a lot of, you know, mixed energy around this, but mostly it's about you and how you need to sort of let go and to move into a state of love instead of the fears around, you know, the abandonment and the pain around this. And, you know, although the path isn't always very clear, as long as you continue forward and as long as you work on your own things, stuff will start to show up again. So, Jean, why don't you assist in clearing whatever this is that is coming up.
Oh, yeah. This is a birth trauma, honey. So what do you know about the circumstances around your birth?
Well, I know my mom had a baby boy a year before me, and he had passed away. And then she hurried up and got pregnant with me. And I always felt, because I didn't come out to be a boy a year after, that she regretted me for that.
Interesting. So let me tell you what the setup cards say. And I think if you, you know, it's not like exactly that, but it says arranged or no love marriage and then broken heart. So what was going on in your mom's marriage when you were born?
I don't have a really know about that, but I know that she got married young and had her kids very young.
Well, and my dad
was an alcoholic too.
Okay, but this could also be that because the other setup card is broken heart, so it could be that she had it in her head, like you said, that this was going to be a boy.
Yeah.
She had arranged that in her mind, and when it turned out not to be, it broke her heart. Anyway, what it did to you as a baby is you took responsibility for your mother's stuff, the broken heart and the arranged or no-love marriage, and it caused you to lose faith in yourself and a bit in her as well. And the stuck belief, and Lori hit this one right on the head, the stuck belief is I'm separate.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's clear this.
All right.
So what I want you to do is close your eyes. I want you to look inside your body and out in your field. And there are just going to be areas of dense, old, stuck, yucky, gray, blobby energy. These are the thought forms that you had right at the moment that you were born, you know, and for a little while thereafter. Because, you know, a baby is a sentient being. It's thinking all the time. We just don't know how to communicate with it. I need you to get rid of all that old energy, because what that does is it makes you relate to your mom the way you felt related to when you were born. So just take a moment, clear that stuff out. And all these wounds are sitting in your second chakra, so, you know, just below your belly button. I want you to put your attention on your second chakra, and I want you to invite it to open up, to release all the wounds that you got when you were in the womb and during the birth process, and to heal itself and to balance its energy. And then what I want you to do is I want you to create a bottle, and I want you to invite into the bottle everything that's blocking your relationship and the communication with your mom. And when you've got all that block stuff put inside the bottle, put a cork in it and give it to an angel to take it away. And just let all this stuff from the past go. Very good. And you receive blessings from the angels for calling in today and asking for help. The first blessing is courage to follow your heart's command. So listen to your heart and give your mom a call. And the second blessing is opening to miracles. So it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides. All right. I hope
thank
that helps.
Michelle.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's start our next caller. We won't be able to finish it until after the break, but let's start it. Julie, how can we help you?
Hi, Jean. Hi, Lori. How are you doing today?
Good, great. Thanks. So you got a few people transitioning, do you?
Yes. How did you know that?
Oh.
Did a little birdie tell you? Funny.
That's what you pay us the big bucks for, huh?
Yeah.
Do you want me to start this? I know you said we wouldn't be able to finish it, or
yeah, let's start it so we get an idea about what's going on.
Okay. My belief is that we all set up different times to transition, and we have different times in our lives when we choose to transition or not. And I have three very dear people to me who I can look back and see where they've had choices to transition and they haven't. And two of them are my parents who are very ill. And I just want to make sure that I have done everything in this last amazing year that I've had with them to be complete with where I am with them before I do lose them. And the other one is my husband. I see him wavering back and forth, back and forth. And I just want to make sure I have done everything I am supposed to do to be complete in that area also. Right. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Absolutely. I get, again, we're not going to be able to do all of this now. We're going to have to go to break very shortly. But, you know, what I get is you've definitely healed and let go of all the stuff around your parents. So you have done everything you're supposed to do with regards to your parents. Your husband is a little trickier. There's some stuff there, and it's really just about letting go. But we're going to go to break. Jean's going to take us to break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about this. And, of course, Jean will assist you to help clear and create what you want to create.
Okay, thank you.
And you are listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. And we are going to be going to break, but when we come back from break, we've got a ton of callers, but you can call us now. Hurry up so that we have plenty of time to get you in, because it really hurts our feelings when we have to tell you that we don't have enough time. The number to call in is 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback on the homepage and give us lots of information. And this is Voices of Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's NewSkyRadio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now, 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Voices of Soul. Today, Gene and I are talking about, well, actually, right now, we're probably going to be dealing with callers, so we have been talking about how things have sort of slowed down a little bit due to the retrogrades, but we're getting lots of calls, so if you have a question, you definitely want to connect in with us ASAP, or you won't get in. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685.
Enlighten.
I'm not even sure whether we're going to have time for any more instant messages, so just know that. All right, and we were talking with Julie. So, Julie, again, what I get a sense is that definitely, you know, you've worked really clearly and very effectively with allowing your, you know, the things that you wanted to deal with regards to your parents. I really feel that that's sort of been nicely tidied up. They, you know, they're still holding on. There's still some fear that's on their end, but there's nothing really that you can do about that other than, you know, to support them and love them and mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. continue doing what you're doing, because you've done that really effectively. And you know, everything about you, like your team, they're very pleased with all the work that you've been doing, because it's been very, you know, obviously this is some big work and it's not easy. And with regards to your husband, it's really, you know, continue with your using your intuition, because you're very strong. You know exactly kind of what's going on. It's just that's a, you know, another little place that's going to feel a little bit more personal, because it's somebody that you've been with for so long on an intimate level versus, you know, your parents, which has sort of been out of the house for quite a while. But mm-hmm. Of course, it doesn't really matter when you lose your parents. We always grieve that, and just, but know that you've done a lot of work around that. And with regards to your husband, it's just, you know, let go, let God, and allow whatever it is that he's sort of working through. He's holding on to. So, you know, just love as much as possible, and know that everything will happen within divine order. I mean, I think he has an opportunity if he wants to stay, but he's really battling it. So he's really fighting as to what he wants to do in this case. And, you know, the fight creates so much tension and stress. So he's kind of creating some of it as on his own. If he could just sort of let go, things would unfold a little bit better for him. But, you know, it's hard. So mm-hmm.
Is there anything I'm doing that I don't want to interfere with his path and his life, but on the other hand, I want to be complete with what it is that we came together to do? I know he has free will. I just don't want to be stepping out of bounds of what I am doing.
Right. I think from everything that I see and feel around you, Julie, you seem to be doing the right things. There may be some stuff that Gene can assist you with, but I really feel that what you're doing and how you're, you know, honoring them is the best you can. So just continue doing what you're doing. Offer as much love and support and be there when they need it without interfering and trying to mm-hmm. hold them back. But I don't feel you're doing that. So I really feel you've got all the keys. You're kind of doing all the work that you're supposed to be.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jean.
Yeah, so Julie, I think that really what we're dealing with here is an instinctual issue. And the fact that you are even asking the question then says that there's a part of you that instinctually thinks maybe you're not doing everything you can do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I pull the source card, it comes up future life. And the setup says loved one taken away and punished for another's misdeeds. And the soul reaction says that your instincts and your self-worth have been wounded. And the stuck belief is, I am broken. So there's a piece of you, you know, because really it's always all about us. Mm-hmm. So there's a piece of you that's worried that you're not doing everything you can, and thinks maybe that you're broken because you haven't or whatever. And that's not the case at all. So let's clear that away so that you don't carry that forward any further.
Okay.
So you've got some energetic debris in your body and out in your field that keeps bringing to you people, places, and situations that make you feel like maybe you're not doing everything you need to do. This junk looks like mirrors, so I want you to close your eyes and I want you to find all the mirrors inside your body and out in your field.
Okay.
And just ask the angels to take them to the light. Let's get rid of these things.
Okay. Ask and they be taken to the light.
Yeah. And the next thing it says is to kneel and surrender to spirit and ask that you be cleansed totally from these doubts and fears that you might not be doing everything that you could. So just in your imagination, just kind of, you know, supplicate yourself to spirit and ask that all this stuff be cleansed away from you.
Okay.
And then finally, what I want you to do is just, I want you to pretend like you're being covered by a sheet of paper. And I want you to allow the higher selves of your mother, your father, and your husband to write you messages on this big piece of paper. And as soon as they're done writing, turn the paper around and read what it says. You don't have to read it out loud unless you want to.
Mm-hmm. I just see them all, my parents, I see them saying, I love you, and that's really big for my dad to be able to write that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that means our work is complete, what we've done this last year. And my husband, it's more difficult for him to write.
Yeah, he's still trying to figure out what he wants to say, but that's okay. Keep checking back on that piece of paper. Because you will, I think before the end of the day, you'll have a message from him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And you receive blessings from the angels for calling in and asking for help with this. And your first blessing is release from overwhelm. And the second blessing is opening to miracles. And so it's gratitude that owns this. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides for helping you to get the clarity that you need so that you can move forward as your loved ones leave.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you both. Thank you so much.
All right,
You're
sweetie.
You're welcome.
Thank you for blessing my day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And we may not get this done. Well, we definitely won't. But let's start our next call from Sherry from Pennsylvania. Hi, Sherry.
Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
My question is around, I'm looking for a new job, and I've really been very focused as to what I want, but I haven't found the right opportunity, and I'm not sure if I have blockages that maybe I haven't even figured out yet.
Okay, that sounds, it sounds a little bit like it may be the case. It also feels a little bit like you're trying to control it to be a certain thing, and that... you just need to sort of let go and sort of allow things to happen instead of, you know, the law of attraction, we kind of get caught up in how that's supposed to work. And it definitely is about, you know, how you feel within you. It's also trying not to, you know, put it too much outside of you and also trying not to control and manipulate. Once you've decided, you know, what ideally would be what you'd like, you know, sort of let it go and give it up and then, let it go. When I said give it up, I don't mean give up. I mean just sort of let it go to, you know, to your higher self, to the synchronicities around you, and let everything sort of unfold instead of what we try and look for is very specific signs or very specific things that mean we are on the right track. And this is what I'm sort of feeling is, you know, just be clear about the type of work or the type of job or the type of people. I would focus a lot on the type of people that you're wanting to work with and how you want to feel within the job and how it will complement your life, and then let that go. Let the universe provide, you know, the opportunities that will be ideal for you. You may need to go, you know, on some jobs that may not feel like they're in alignment just so that you can connect in and see. Maybe there's something about, you know, one of the jobs that are coming up that is much more in alignment than you realize. But this is this is a quiet time, so this may be a time more of reflection and looking back at what it is that you're trying to create. So take this time and sort of, you know, assess and reassess what it is that you're trying to look for. And if you feel yourself trying to manipulate or control the outcome, or it needs to be something very specific, let that go, because I do see something coming, but you're kind of not sure about whether this is what you want. So it's like you need to let go of all the expectations around it and just sort of let everything flow around you. But Jean needs to take us to break, and when we come back, Jean will assist you with clearing.
Okay. Absolutely. It is time for us to do a station break. And you're listening to Jean Adrian and Laura Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter so I can give you a free subscription to the online version of these cards that I'm using today to do the clearings. And after the breaks, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings. We will be right back. Voices of Soul with Jean and Laura on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Stay with us.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Laurie. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com. Myself, Laurie Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Our show is every other Monday now. from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on sky.cbslocal.com. And if you have a question, you want some answers, do give us a call. Try and call quickly so that we don't have any problems. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We also have a special where Jean and I do a double team, half hour. It's only $75, so do take advantage of that. You can get some much more personal and private information done and in-depth, so you can really move through some of these issues that are holding you back. After our next break, I'll give you a toll-free number that you can call to arrange that. All right, so let's bring Sherry back, and Jean can do the clearing.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Sherry. Okay, so, sweetie, this is another birth trauma. Looks like, you know, a lot of times on this show we'll have a string of people who will call in who all have the same sort of issue. What do you know about the circumstances around your birth?
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. When I was listening to the other caller, my mother miscarried a boy before me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I know. I mean, they weren't dead set on having a boy. I know that.
Right. Well, your issue is very similar. The same exact cards came up, arranged or no love marriage, and child or loved one taken away. So these were your mom's issues, and you apparently took responsibility for the death of this little boy baby. And what it did to your soul was it blocked inflow. So money, love, and creativity has been blocked for you. This is why you're having some difficulty finding this new job. And the stuck belief that's blocking is others are better than me. So, yeah. So what I need you to do is I want you to go back and find little bitty baby you. Just brand new born. I want you to pick her up and hold her in your arms. And I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive the boy who didn't come in, and there was a contract between this child's soul and your mother, it was a contract, you know, and so he never was going to come in, but she was to carry him, to miscarry him, to learn lessons about loss. So I want you to forgive the baby that didn't make, and forgive yourself, because it's not your fault. So help her to do that. And this is stuck in your second chakra as well. So I want you to put your attention on your second chakra, and I want you to invite it to open and to release all of the wounds that are stored there and to heal itself so that you can begin to manifest the things that you do want in your life. And finally, what I want you to do is I want you to create a bottle, and I want you to put all the blocks that are standing between you and the career you desire inside that bottle, and put a cork in it, give it to an angel to take it to the light.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, and you receive blessings from the angels as well. Your first blessing is a blessing of courage, courage to follow your heart's command. And the second blessing is a blessing of union, so that you can be connected to all that is and feel the love for yourself, from Mother, Father, God, from prospective employers, from your family, all that. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing, so just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides. And we thank you for calling in today. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
All right, so let's take our next caller. It's Deborah from Arizona.
Hello. Hi, Lori and Jean.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
It's the same as Sherry. I'm looking for a new job. Same thing, and I also want to know if there's any blockage in my chakras.
Okay.
And I'm currently working part-time, so I'm looking for a full-time job.
Okay. All right. Well, I get that. Okay. I get that everything's going to come through for you. However, there's something that you're holding on to, and I think it's around the fear of, you know, maybe the part-time job not being enough money, and mm-hmm. that you want something that's more secure and obviously that has more money. But the more you hold on to that fear around the lack of money, the more that it sort of holds you stagnant or keeps you blocked from really connecting in with what it is that you truly want and really following your heart. So instead of looking for the job that's going to, you know, pay you the most money, really connect in with what your heart is telling you and where you would want to go, and allow that to be sort of how you are motivated, so that it's not coming from that place of lack and fear around not having enough, not being supported enough, but coming from a place of what it is that you truly desire from a heart space, you know, whether it's, you know, to have more health and well-being, whether it's to create more peace in your life, whether it's to create more passion in your life, but really be, you know, aware of what it is, how you're motivated to find this, because right now it feels like there's a lot of stuck energy around fear, yet there's some really positive things that are going to come out of this, and you will get what you want. It's just once you shift that. And again, because this is kind of a sticky time energetically with two planets in retrograde, and Mercury in retrograde is not usually a good time to accept a contract or to accept something where you have to sign. Mm-hmm. So a new job might be just, you know, you really want to be kind of clear if a new job comes to you that's a full-time, because the chances are you're not actually going to like it once you get into it, or there's going to be something wrong with the choice. So just be, you know, really do your research well if you need to accept something while we're in Mercury retrograde, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But I do see you getting something, and if you can hold out for a little while, I might recommend you do that. Otherwise, just, you know, let go of the fears, and I know that Gina is going to assist you with that right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So this one's a past life one. And this is a very interesting past life, sweetie. This, in 1911, you were a woman living here in the United States, and, you lost a child. The child died, and you couldn't handle it, and you killed yourself. Yeah. So what this did to your soul was it created burnout, exhaustion, and weariness. And there's a piece of your soul that stuck back in this 1911 time frame.
Right.
And in my work, weariness also is an out-of-balanced yin and yang. So you can't manifest unless your masculine and your feminine are in balance, you know? So you're having a hard time manifesting this job because of this yin-yang imbalance. The stuck belief that's keeping that in place is that others are better than me.
Right.
So let's do a healing on this. I want you to close your eyes and find this woman that was you who killed herself in 1911 because her child died. And I want you to connect heart to heart with her and ask her, what can I do to help you? And tell me what she says.
It's the same. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, okay. So I want you to help her to forgive. Whatever happened to the child, I want you to help her to forgive all the circumstances around that. And I want you to help her to forgive herself for, you know, taking her own life. And she believes that she is due punishment because of that. So she needs to ask God to forgive her as well.
Okay.
That's her belief, not mine. I'm not putting a judgment on that. And then I want you to take her by the hand and walk with her into the beautiful violet flame of transformation. And allow all the shame, all the guilt, and all the fear to be burned away from her so that she can be free to take the hand of Archangel Michael and go to the light. And let's just let her go, because you don't need to carry that burden any longer.
Okay, you're forgiven.
Yeah.
There she goes. She's happy.
Yeah, exactly. And you receive blessings from the angels, and the first blessing is release from overwhelm. You've been carrying this burden a long time. And the second blessing is renewed faith in yourself so that now you can manifest the job you desire. And it is gratitude that owns this clearing. So take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides for assisting
you. Thank you. That was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And just hang in there, sweetie, because you're going to create exactly what you want. And it'll mm-hmm. be perfect. And it is time for us to take another station break. This is our last break for today. I'm Jean Adrian. If you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you would like to take advantage of our special where we work together with you, and you get a half an hour with us at a really, really good price, because neither Lori nor I do half-hour sessions, you can visit either Lori or I on our websites and send us a message. Or when we come back from break, Lori's going to give you an 800 number so that you can call a toll-free number to sign up for this. We have a lot of success with this, and I think, you know, we can be really helpful to you if you give us a chance. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS, and we will be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Thank you.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lauren, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, and you've been listening with Jean Adrian, and she can be found on the web at jeanadrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston, and I can be found at intuitivesoul.com. We are offering a half-hour special double team, very similar to the work that we're doing together on the show, although we do a half hour. It's only for Sky listeners. It's only $75, so it's a great deal. Neither one of us do half hours with anybody, so take advantage of that now. You can call at my toll-free number, which is 855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And leave a message or give us an email so that we can contact you back. All right, so our last is going to be an instant feedback. It's Angelina. Apparently, we answered a question in the past about her career path, and we hit it right on. So she's thanking us for her help. But now she's looking at financial stability and wondering if she'll have it soon. It's always been a bit of a troubled area, and it's something that she's not doing right. All right. Well, I'm going to say one thing. It's really hard to do, okay? So you need to shift your thoughts, because when you're looking at doing, you're looking usually from a place of trying to change or manipulate or fix or that's coming from the wrong place. And you need to look at it from a place of being, so you're in a state more calm and relaxed and more towards your highest and best interest instead of the way it feels, which is around creating from a place of fear. So financial stability, there's so many definitions to that. Since we answered about your career path, I'm going to assume that you're now in a different career and working on that. And so try not to get too caught up about what financial stability in the past has meant to you, and really focus on the right now and here, like here and now, instead of something that you're worrying about in the future. I'm seeing that there's been a betrayal around this, and that this is something that has really limited you. So there's something around betrayal and money to you. So this is where the stickiness and some of the things feel like you're not moving in a positive and forward direction. I'm going to say that there are opportunities all around you. Everything is sort of shining around you, but you need to deal with this betrayal issue. And the betrayal has made you sort of close down your heart, so you're not really open to allowing things to happen for you. So that's what I see, Jean.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to actually go out on a limb on this betrayal issue. This is something that happened to you when you were 9 years old. I get a sense that there was some sort of inappropriate sexual behavior. I think somebody, I don't know if you were molested when you were 9 years old or if somebody just came on to you that shouldn't have, because that's what I see. The actual setup cards say denied infidelity and that you felt powerless to do anything about it. What it did to your soul was created shame and humiliation. And the stuck belief is it's not possible to change. And the energetic fallout from that incident or incidents when you were 9 years old is hanging around in your body and in your field. It looks like mirrors. Angelina, I need you to find all those mirrors and ask God and the angels to take them out of your body and out of your field. It's time to let this go. What happened to you back then? Because it's blocking you from having the inflow that you desire. You know, inflow is sex, creativity, and money. And so when something like that gets screwed up, then what happens is they all get screwed up. So let's get rid of those mirrors. And then, as Lori said, this is in your heart center. I want you to put your attention on your heart chakra, and I want you to invite it to open, to release all the wounds that are holding you back from being able to create what you want. And I want you to ask it to balance its energy, the yin and the yang aspect of the heart center. Just let it heal itself. And now what I want you to do is I want you to visualize a big piece of paper or chalkboard in front of you. And I want you to allow an angel to write you a message on this big piece of paper or chalkboard. The angel's name is Stamara, and she's the angel of forgiveness. So just let Stamara write you a message and then turn it around and read what it says. And you receive blessings for contacting us today and for doing this healing work so that you can open the doorway to financial prosperity. Your first blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune by letting go of the past and getting yourself in alignment with money, and clearing the block in your heart. You can do this, baby. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides.
All right.
Yeah.
So another very busy and insightful show. I always love doing shows with you, Jean.
I know, me too. And I'm not going to go on a vacation anymore on a day that that's a show day. But you know what? You want to give them the number again where they can call us so that we can do this this tag team for the Sky listeners?
Sure. It's a toll-free number. It's 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685.
Excellent. Yeah, we look forward to working with you because when we do it this way, you know, you can open your hearts to us without having everybody listen to it on the air. And we have more time to really kind of excavate down and find what else going on that's keeping you from having everything you desire in your life. Because you know what? You deserve to have it all. And that's what Lori and I are committed to do, is to help you to do that. So we want to thank everybody for joining us today. It's been a busy, fun show. We've had a great time and look forward to being back with you in 2 weeks. And, you know, Lori, I'll see you next week. And let's just make this the love month and make it the abundance month. And
new beginnings starting next month.
That's right. That's right. So this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS, and we will catch you next time.